Welcome to Miami Art Exchange Podcast, our second one of December. This segment continues featuring a quick chat with Jade Dellinger, who curated a special exhibition requested by and shown inside of the Pulse Art Fair. The exhibition was made up of Florida and non-Florida artists, including Jane Moreno, A.A. Rucci, Meta Tomarup, Maurizio Catalan, Beatrice Motivaro, Odile Don Odita, Steve Keen, and Robert Chambers, whose motorized sculpture will be heard in the background, among a number of artists. Miami Art Exchange has focused mostly on artists and their work during the years. However, we have interviewed a number of museum directors, so it should come as no surprise that a curator has been added to the list. Remember that our next broadcast will come in the January 2006, so please be ready for that. And until then, have a good time here and have a good holiday.
When the fair approached me, when the organizers of Pulse approached me, they really were interested because so many of the participants are international galleries and who are showing work by New York artists or by artists from outside of Florida to do something that was sort of focused on Florida or thematically about Florida. So the artists that I included that were not from Florida either had done the work in Florida or were working thematically on something that related to Florida. So,
let's go back to your background a little bit because I don't really know you that well.
Yes.
Because I met you yesterday.
I know. Yeah. Where to start? I'm from Florida, and more or less grew up here. I did my undergraduate work at the University of South Florida, in fact, and then I moved to New York, and I lived about 10 years through the 90s in New York, and it was actually at that stage that I started bringing some of the artists that I was coming in contact with. While at graduate school, in fact, at NYU, I became the director of a gallery that was doing editions and publishing and started doing independent curatorial work in New York in alternative spaces and galleries. And then because of the situation with Tampa and the desire of so many of my New York artist friends to actually come to Florida or to escape the city in the winter months, or, you know, it became an obvious sort of relationship that developed naturally particularly with the Contemporary Art Museum in Tampa in that way. I did other projects initially. I think maybe the first show that I did in Florida was in the context of a small town called Holiday, Florida, which is north of Tampa, about an hour in Pasco County, and there was a little art center that basically is classes teaching retirees to do watercolors, and at the time I approached them about doing a video-based installation and invited Doug Aiken, who at the time had only had one show at AC Project Room or something, kind of two-man show. So he developed a site-specific work and came to Florida and did a project called I'd Die For You, picked sort of the hero of this community in that most were retirees, John Wayne, as the kind of primary character in this sort of video, and edited all the scenes from John Wayne films where John Wayne was either tortured or killed in a film. Commissioned new work with Alan McCollum. My Lucy Orta exhibition went to a number of institutions, including FAU.
Here. Right, I remember that.
And the Italian Van
Lieshout. That was like 2 years ago, I think. Yeah,
it's been a few now. And prior to that, actually, in terms of the relationship to Miami, I had curated an exhibition of the Atelier Van Lieshout, which was their first solo museum show in the United States. It was at the CAM, and it went to the CAC in Cincinnati, came to MoCA, actually, in Miami. So, and was in the design district partially.
Right, that was in Craig's place.
Exactly.
Craig,
right.
Robinson.
So this was
that's
the
where
show.
I saw it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I saw it there.
Oh, good. So that was one of the exhibitions I curated. So there, I've done a few things in Miami as well, or in this area too.
So then I guess I have known something about you, sort of
right
behind the scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. Or seen some of the shows. That's great.
Yeah.
As the year comes to a close, I would like to thank everyone for their faith, love, and support throughout the year. Thank you very much. And remember that Miami Art Exchange has some interesting plans for the future.